This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
I'd love to get your perspective on today's market.
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, part of our role, and this is at Intercontinental Exchange as operator of the New York Stock Exchange, is really fundamentally is operating orderly market, you know, performance. And I think today is a good example of where things operate as expected. We've put circuit breakers in there for to control market flow and to make sure that data is understood by investors. You have a lot of programmatic trading, so it lets everybody take a breather and try and understand what is really driving market sentiment. So as you saw prior to market open, I think everybody was braced. But the fact of the matter is we think about these things every day. And even at the outset of the coronavirus and, you know, the kind of impact it might have on markets, we're constantly assessing what could be the consequence of heavy trading volume. Yeah. One of my colleagues I checked in with, I think we might be hitting some record volumes. And interestingly enough, ICE is also the operator of the global bench crude market, oil future.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And so that, as you can see, that's also been a big driver. So a lot of operational activity here, but generally pretty smooth because this is what we do.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Indicom, as well as Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, Vendor Surf, and Vidyard. Have a great week, everyone. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.